It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Ben, what do you require from me for this podcast?
Oh, Max, I don't want to talk about this right now.
Ben, I need to know what you require from me for this podcast. I never ask anything from you.
I'm
never
so needy. I just want to go to bed. I've been drinking.
Project. I mean, Ben, what do you require from me? What can I do for you?
So tired, but just love me, okay?
Ben, put on the jacket that I mailed you, okay? And tell me what you require of me, okay?
A nap. I require a nap. I'm so tired. I'm tired all the time.
Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, okay? So just, you always leave right after we podcast, and you never tell me what I want. You never... Did Tiffany teach you how to do that? Did Tiffany teach you how to fall asleep like that, huh?
Did somebody say Tiffany?
It's ridiculous. It happens every podcast.
And scene. Right.
Thank you.
Why?
Why?
I love horses.
I love horses. One of the things we have in common is that we like horses.
Oh, folks, you got to check out our Love is Blind Brazil coverage on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert.
It's just beautiful stuff.
A lot of fun. Yeehaw.
It's all about ponies. It's basically the pony season.
It's the pony season. Not even Dallas. Can you believe it? It's crazy.
Or wait, did we recap Dallas on the Patreon?
Love Classic is Blind. Yeah.
Soap opera Dallas.
Yeah, we recapped Dallas.
Who shot JR? We did it. We figured out who shot JR, and it was us.
It was Maggie Simpson.
Oh my God.
That's right.
You know what?
I do love a good plot twist.
It's like the ultimate plot twist.
We got a lot of plot twist sound bites, dude.
We have everything. So
if we ever recap an M. Night Shyamalan movie, we're going to be set.
Don't worry, Ben. I only have 565 sound bites on this soundboard right now.
Good. Well, that seems low, actually.
I know. I mean, we need to get up to like 5,000.
Yeah, at least.
It's a little low. the title of this episode was Romeo and Juliet Didn't Work Out.
Oh. Who is Romeo in this scenario?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's really working out in this episode. I don't see anything going awry.
Things seem to be going well.
I don't understand. Sailing into the sunset together.
And who's from the rich family and who's from the poor family? Because that's a Romeo and Juliet thing.
Right? Well, that's Zach and Bliss, I think.
I see.
Because Zach even says it in the episode. Zach says... Romeo and Juliet didn't work out. That's why he was afraid to meet Bliss's family.
Yes. Yeah. Did Romeo and Juliet not work out because Romeo lived in Portland? I'm trying to remember.
I think that might have been the problem. She's like, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? And he's like, I'm art in Portland, Juliet.
And she's like, oh, 3-hour drive.
Oh,
God.
Mercutio, hail me a cab to Portland, Mercutio.
Why do the best men always live in Portland? Can't find a single good one in Seattle.
Yeah.
they're all drinking their coffee and sitting behind keyboards, you know.
Yeah, so and the reason that they both died is because they both died trying to trek between Seattle and Portland, and right. And it was like an Oregon Trail thing, and they both died of diarrhea, you know.
Right, that was what famously in the Oregon Trail game they all died of diarrhea.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, that the 3-hour trek was a long one.
Yes,
died of diarrhea.
Man,
terrible.
Tough to be alive back then. Just
yeah, that's the story of Romeo.
You get one case of diarrhea and it could be your last, I tell you what.
Yeah, it's really tough for them. Wow.
Rough.
That's why they didn't work out.
I like that your the associations you have in your mind with Oregon is mostly just the Oregon Trail. That's so funny to me.
What else happens there? There's a trail and people die of diarrhea. What else happens in Oregon, man? Nothing. Nothing happens there.
It's just a trail. When Max thinks of Oregon, he just thinks of everybody walking on a trail.
No, they don't walk. They go in the wagons. Okay.
Hey, there is great hiking in Oregon, I hear. So maybe there is truth to that. There's lots of trails.
And they go in covered wagons. You're not allowed to hike.
But I do hear that all the most scenic spots nobody gets to see because most of them die of diarrhea. on the way up to the waterfalls that they're
going
to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Pepto-Bismol is not going to save you. You're going to die. Sorry,
it's just an Oregon thing.
Yeah. I don't know why Kwame wants to live there. Chelsea's just trying to save him. She loves him.
She's just trying to save him from himself and his diarrhea.
He's so resolute.
Yeah. She's like, just play Oregon Trail on your Xbox. Don't do it in real life, please. You don't need this. It's not worth it.
Yeah, he's trying to do like a Westworld type thing. And she's like, no. But Jackie and Marshall, they really started this episode off with a big fight. You know, she was really into it. She wasn't tired at all. He picked a great time.
Oh, yes. We like our Love is Blind contestants. Slappy, slappy.
Yes,
we love them sloppy.
You know, she's just having a good time. She comes from the party, and all she can talk about is that everybody at the party enjoyed her shoes. Why can't he just join her in celebrating her shoes? Yeah. Why does he need to turn everything into a fight?
Yeah, why can't for once it just be about her shoes?
I know everything has to be about him and his feelings when her shoes. Are so amazing.
He's so selfish. Like, he wants to talk about the fact that she was flirting with Josh at the party. What a selfish ass.
Yeah, or the fact that she's never around, or the fact that she doesn't love him. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Despite the fact that they're supposed to be getting married in a couple of weeks. And it's like, get over yourself, Marshall.
Yes.
Marshall, Marshall, Marshall. It's always about Marshall.
That's a good one. He does say,
Jackie and I were designed for each other.
I mean, they were designed for each other.
Wow.
So he's just trying to figure things out. I mean, she's acting like this, but she's just acting, you know, out of whack. Yeah.
So yeah, but they were both designed for each other, but the blueprints must still be a little murky because she's still a project.
Yes, he's renovating her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah, he says, what do you need from me? What do you require from me? She just wants to talk about it tomorrow.
So you have pretty eyes.
Yeah, you have pretty eyes. You have pretty eyes. How about you close them, though, and,
and go to sleep.
And shut the fuck up. You have pretty lips, but I can't see them as well unless your mouth is closed.
Yeah. I wouldn't know about if anything else is pretty because we don't have sex. So, ever.
I love how he's like, I want to like talk to you. And she's like, well, we'll talk in the morning. And he's like, but you always leave in the morning. So we never get to talk in the morning. She's like, but I always come back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, but then you're too tired.
But this is just my schedule. I get home around 3-4 in the morning and I need to sleep. That's all.
It's just my personality to avoid you. Stop trying to change who I am.
I liked how there was this moment where, like, Marshall, they're both acting drunk. Like, Marshall is, like, slurring his words too. She's slurring her words. And then all of the sudden, you know, Jackie was like, "We're good. We're good. We're good." And he's like, "We're not good." I was like, he really flipped a switch from like slurring to being like, "We're not good." Was he not drunk? Was he faking it?
I don't know. But it's okay because at the end of the conversation, Ben, they hug.
Well, that means they're gonna get married.
And then she says, "You're so sweet." Which, after some text messages that I saw this week on Instagram, that's not the first time she's called him sweet. She called him sweet to his face.
Yeah, yeah.
Not cool, Jackie.
Whoo.
Whoosh. Did you clock that, though, when she called him sweet?
No, I did not. That's a...
I was like, damn, savage, not cool.
Very savage.
But I don't endorse what she was saying in the tweets. I was just like,
yes. Folks, we talk about all the fun social media tea on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. Check it out.
Yes. By the way, we don't talk about spoilers or anything, but there have been some like leaked text messages from Jackie about ongoing kind of things. I mean, basically this is all revealed within these kind of
first we've learned this season that Jackie does not today. Give a fuck about NDAs.
She does not give a shit.
And we love it.
Certainly. We get to Zach and Bliss. This is a very short scene. It's about 5 seconds long. I guess that it's not like that Zach talking a lot. It's not like a talking gene that he gets, you know. I kind of expected maybe like everybody in the family would talk a lot, we get like a long scene, but no, like nothing happens.
Not really. No. I did like when Zach's mom said, "His eyes tell it all. It's all in his eyes." You know, that was she knows.
I think it was Zach's grandma, not his mom, because his mom passed away. Yeah. So
yes. Okay. Yes.
Or some family member. I'm not sure who.
Right.
It was.
Right.
She did say, Bliss, that he reminds her of her dad. So, you know, everybody wants to marry their...
Well, yeah, you want to marry your parents, obviously.
Just want to say, this does get very interesting next episode when we meet Bliss's dad. Oh, it was his aunt who we met, by the way. His aunt.
I see.
I don't know. We only met them for 3 seconds, you know? There's so much to process.
Yeah, none of them were holding katanas. None of them had owls on their shoulders.
Yeah, where were the owls?
I was a little confused. I was like, where does he get all this from?
I felt like we didn't learn anything about him.
Yeah, not really.
Kwame and Chelsea go shopping, and this was weird. Weird energy. I want to play what...
You know, he uses the word suffocating a lot, by the way.
Yes, he does.
A lot.
Do you think
for someone in a happy relationship with a
Do you think they have kinky sex, or maybe she wants to have a lot of kinky sex and he's like down with it, but maybe they do it a little too much and he's like okay with it, but he wishes they did it a little less?
That sounds okay. That's like his thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I feel like I'm compromising too much about the kinky sex.
Yeah. Like I literally cannot breathe right now. Okay. I feel like I'm compensating too much.
I want to play what Kwame said, because, let's just listen to this.
When we woke up this morning, first thing that I said to Chelsea was, "Hey, are you okay? How you doing?" You know? And her response to me was, "Do I sound okay, or do I look okay?" almost in a really confrontational way. And it kind of hit me in a weird way, because that is something that she's done a couple times. I'm trying to do the good thing, and then all of a sudden it feels like I'm the bad guy, or I'm the one who screwed up her morning. And it just, like, it was just hard.
It was hard.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, Dang. Do I look okay? Do I sound okay? As she was sitting in her pink Corvette with a big smile on her face and all these shopping bags. And I don't understand. I'm so confused. Like, yeah, it kind of does look like you're okay. I don't know.
This is what you do on a usual Saturday. You and Amy go shopping, and you help her try on clothes, because that's what, you know, husbands love to do.
That's what husband and wives do. Yeah.
And then you guys sit down.
I eat chocolate strawberries while she does it until I feel sick.
And then you sit down afterwards in the store and you drink champagne and chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah, it's a normal.
This is a very normal.
It's a very normal thing that everybody does. Yep. So I tell you what, Max. Once you get married, the switch is flipped, and these things—it's like a daily thing. It's like, oh god, chocolate strawberries again. Here we go.
This is a thing when, like, I've always seen, like, when you go to the mall and you see the husband and he's like stuck with the wife, and he's getting like dragged around the mall, and he looks like so unhappy with like the wife or something. And I'm like, why do you
Which
guys
is usually more of a sitcom cliche, I feel like.
It is, but like it is something that happens, you know? And it's usually the couple looks unhappy together. And it's, you know, like no one like it doesn't look happy that they're shopping together. And I'm like, why do you guys have to go shopping together?
You don't, you know? Especially if you're at a mall where there's multiple stores, like separate and
like
meet
just
back up.
Separate and meet back up, or you know, maybe you don't have to go shopping together. Like there's online shopping, or you have to go trust her. Maybe you can go shopping with your friend instead of your husband, you know. And I've also seen it vice versa. It's not just the woman guy, but that's technically the stereotype, you know. I'm just like, you know, this was obviously for a TV show, so it was like a
I'm
setup.
I'm just gonna say theme. It. I like shopping with my wife. I like shopping with my wife.
Yeah, so that was a plan. You know, that is also
catch me with a frown when I'm with my wife out and about.
I like that, Ben.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
I like that.
Go to the hat store, try on different hats. You know.
Aww. But I don't think I'd want to go with Maria to, like, if she was going on, like, a very long shopping spree and was going to try on, like, a million things all day. Like,
if that were the case, I would hope it was a store that had men's clothes, too.
Yeah.
Because then I'd go browse.
Yeah. I just don't think I would be invited, because there wouldn't be a purpose for me to be there. I think that would be the case.
Yeah. Well, the chocolate strawberries are a big
purpose. Yeah. Well, I mean, if there was chocolate strawberries, I would say, why?
Well, yeah, you never go to a Old Navy dressing room and you get like, you know, chocolate strawberries. And
yeah, there should be a plate of chocolate strawberries in every Old Navy dressing room.
And champagne.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the Walmart champagne, though? It's not as good. The Walmart.
No,
champagne.
It's not. I do like the Banana Republic champagne. It's a little.
The Banana
Republic
is good. Oh yeah.
Yes. Very nice. Yes.
Very, very nice.
Walmart.
Nordstrom Rack champagne, actually. Nordstrom Rack champagne, better than just Nordstrom champagne. The Rack.
You wouldn't think that it would, but recently they switched vineyards and they got a new grape guy. And they know what they're doing.
A rack knows what they're doing, man. I'm
They switched regions in France, and they really
they got a new strawberry guy too.
Yeah,
and it's working out well. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I just think that if Chelsea didn't drag Kwame to the store, they'd be getting married. That's what I'm saying.
Probably. Now it's done. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shopping, it ruins marriages, Ben.
I guess so.
And engagements. and you can tell he's suffocated.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's awful. She says, why do I have to wait a week? And he's like, whoa, do you remember what you did to me this morning?
Do you remember that thing that I'm still holding on to that I'm definitely going to hold on to for weeks to come?
Yeah. And she's like, I don't remember this morning. That was an hour ago.
Yeah.
And she's just laughing. He's like,
you can see her like piercing her eyes at him too. Like, if you fucking spill shit about me on camera right now, I will tell them all everything.
I have 10,000 followers. She says, I am stressed and you're throwing me under the bus to potential followers. And it's nitpicky. And he says, I'm not being nitpicky. You're confrontational.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
No, we got some bus under thrower unders on our hands.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know who's right. I don't know.
Throwing them under the Barbie Corvette.
Who's right, Ben? We have to pick a side. Are you Team Kwame or Team Chelsea?
Ooh, don't make me choose. Am I Team Ken or Team Barbie? Let me think.
Yeah.
Folks, check out Barbie in theaters this summer, July. Greta Gerwig, Noah Baumbach. It's going to be great. If I have to choose a team, I'm choosing Team Chelsea all the way because I got Barbie fever. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Barbs. Love pink. It's amazing. It's incredible.
We have the chat is Team Kwame. The chat is Team Kwame.
Yes, the whole chat.
Our chat is really huge Portland soccer fans.
Yeah, the whole chat says that they feel suffocated by Chelsea, and they just want some pockets where they can have their little piece.
I get that. Our DMs are suffocated by Chelsea as well. So
yeah, I love that he's like, I can't. He's like, I can't just drive back to Portland and feel peace. And she's like, I wish you could have that too, but she doesn't offer any she's not like, let's think of ways that you can feel better, or like, what
maybe
can I
you
do?
Could fly to Portland.
Yeah, she's just like, yeah, I wish you could feel that way too, but that's marriage. Compromising to me, my way or the highway.
My dream house is in Seattle. It's not in Portland. My Corvette can't go that fast.
So everything is gonna be pink. I mean, it's not. I feel like once they get married, if they do get married, it's all going to be pink. You know, she's saying this now, but once.
Well, I had assumed that her wedding dress would be. And so I was very. We're not going to talk about it yet because it's next episode, but I assumed it would all be pink. Everything.
No, she's going to accidentally throw it in the wash and then, like, with like a red shirt, you know, she's like, oh, I threw my wedding dress in the wash by mistake and it turned pink, you know?
Well, this is a fun comment. I'm Team Chelsea, but maybe Team I Hope They Say No. Well, yeah, I'm always Team I Hope They Say No for every person.
It's better when one person says no and one person says yes. That's when the real drama happens, and then somebody in the family gets really mad. That's the best. Tiffany meets Kwame is like, the big day is coming, and she says, do you see yourself saying yes? And he's like, baby I do. He does this weird laugh. I do.
The worst part is I think he is gonna say yes.
Yeah, me too. I'm kind of getting that, but he's really good. But like, I feel like by the reunion, they're not gonna be together. That's what I'm feeling.
No.
And the reunion, they're going to be like, so what happened? He was like, I felt suffocated. I missed Portland.
I missed my diarrhea trails. Missed it.
Tip diarrhea trails. Tiffany and Brett. Tiffany meets Brett's friends and everything is perfect. They love her. Guys, Tiffany and Brett, I know, like, next episode, we get a scene where she seems a little stressed about the wedding and he comforts her. I saw a clip recently where Natalie was talking about on, it wasn't a podcast, she was just talking to the camera. She doesn't have a podcast, where she was talking about how her and Shane like hid things from the cameras because if they had children, they didn't want to see themselves.
Saw that clip too.
They didn't want their kids to see them fighting if they had kids. I feel like
they're jumping a little ahead, I think.
Yeah, I feel like Brett and Tiffany, like, there's no way that you get engaged this quickly and then you're having that, then you're getting married in like 20 days and there's like no stress. There's like, you don't even have like a little bit of, not like you're fighting, but you're not getting like a little bit of stress conversation ever. Like, I feel like they're being like a little political with every conversation that they have that we see. It's too perfect. It feels like a movie. Life isn't a movie.
You're right. It's either like, I hate to use the word tactical, but it's very like, you know, it's an effort that they're doing, you know, to present themselves in a certain way. It's either that or the edit is just like putting them in that box. Like, the editors are just saying, this is the perfect happy couple. They're going to get married and we're going to edit them as such from start to finish.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that they're not happy, because I do believe that they're happy and they love each other and they're going to get married. I'm just saying that I think that when they get in front of the camera,
yeah, they're put performing on a little bit. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like Alexa and Brennan did that a lot too. I don't know. You know?
Yeah, but like she was like snarky and a little bit more real, but she was also performative in that way too. But they were not as good as this, you know?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, we don't really see any, as the cast usually puts it, hiccups or bumps in the road. We don't really see that in their edit ever at all.
So, I just feel like we don't get
it's different.
We don't get their perspective on other people. We don't get their perspective like on the other couples, really.
Yeah, why don't they talk shit? Why aren't they like, you know, commenting on things? Remember Nick from season 2 with Danielle? Like, he was just a constant narrator for the show. Always, you know, driving the story forward, even though he was in the quote unquote perfect relationship that season. He still played a big part by driving things. He initiated and instigated conversations and arguments. Like, give us something. Give us something.
Look, I honestly feel like if I was on a reality show, I might want to be like this too, because I wouldn't want to totally embarrass myself.
Oh yeah, that's why.
You know, like honestly, I know, as much as I say I love entertainment, like, I would be very careful too, because I know what editors can do to you. So, like, I get it.
You either do that or you go full villain, embrace everything, and, you know, get a lot of followers as a result. You know, that's,
yeah, but this is another way to get a lot of followers, because everybody's in love with them. And honestly, I find myself,
that's
getting
true, the Lauren and Cameron sort of
no, but Lauren was Lauren's like incredibly funny and interesting. Like,
no, totally. I'm just saying like the archetype of getting followers, of like, people love this couple because they're the perfect
couple. Yes.
Yeah.
And then like Cameron is just so specific.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I saw a video that he posted on YouTube about like misconceptions that you have on Love is Blind. And he said that like his one gripe with his edit was that like they chopped up his rap to make it seem like cornier than it was.
That would be the one thing he complains about, is the rap. That's so funny.
He was like, and here's unreleased footage of what the rap really sounds like, recorded.
No, don't do it, Cameron.
On an iPhone.
No.
And then he like showed the footage of the real rap, and I was like, that is not any less corny. It is just as corny, Cameron.
I love that he just naturally assumed that people didn't get the rap or they didn't like it because of the edit, because they had to cut out a couple of verses, and he just needed to put out a couple more verses out there so that people could actually see it for what it was and they would love it.
He was like, they put a cheesy beat under it, like they kind of like took out like a verse in the middle and they made it look like a lot more cheesy than it was, to like make me look embarrassed in front of her mom, and like that was my one main gripe with it. So here's unreleased footage of what
that
it really sounded
so
like
funny.
So then it's just him awkwardly doing an acapella in front of her mom filmed on an iPhone, and it's like somehow even cornier and more awkward.
Of course
it's so
it
funny.
Is. Of course it is.
It's like, Cameron, like rapping for your fiance's mom the first time you met her acapella in a kitchen is really awkward and corny. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
But what's really funny to me is that it still lives rent free in his head.
That's the one thing. That's the one
so
thing.
Funny. My only regret for Love is Blind was this rap. That didn't get you. That's so funny.
Oh, they made me look so corny. But now I can finally change the narrative now that they let me release this iPhone footage.
I love that. I love that.
Going B-Rabbit style, a cappella. Yes.
But all of Brett's friends seem like normal, nice people too. They're all very boring. Enough of being normal.
They're not real. People aren't normal in real life.
You know what I would have liked to have seen, Max? Show us Brett's metaverse friends. Let's go into the metaverse with Brett.
Yeah, why can't they have a metaverse?
And let's see all their floating avatars. And let's have that scene where he's introducing his new fiance with a floating, you know, little avatar floating around. You know,
that
let's see
that.
That
would have been cool. I mean, there's so many things that you could do with Brett and Tiffany. But
they could have had a business meeting around a conference table in the metaverse. You know, planning their wedding at the conference table.
Yes. I mean, it is very sweet. He says she made him a better person. She's so genuine. Not. She says she can talk to him about anything. Well, not about her real feelings on camera. And they won't be complacent together. But the conversation's about family and avoiding generational poverty. That's cool to see on camera.
Yeah,
the kids' life they didn't have, you know, with Tiffany and their friends approving, you know, stuff like that. Always good to see. Very good.
What else can we say about Brett and Tiffany? I feel like we've already said so much given how little they give us, but they're a perfect couple, okay? They're the perfect couple. We love them. They're great, whatever. Yes, but they're kind of boring, okay?
Yes. Okay? So give us a break. We're trying.
They don't give us anything to make fun of, and there's nothing more annoying than that for us, okay?
So back really to annoying. Lauren and Cameron from season one. The video that Cameron put, no, I was kidding. Okay. Micah and Paul, he got her flowers. Didn't he pick them himself?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, let's say yes.
The producer texted, said, what kind of flowers should I get for Micah? He didn't respond. She got the flowers, and then that's how it went. Yeah.
He picked the producers to get the flowers.
So to get the flowers. The
transitive property of reality producing flowers. Micah says Paul's mom has been texting her. He's like, oh, no.
You never want an ex to be with your current.
Do you and Amy's mom text like all the time? Are you guys like, yo, what's up? How's it going?
You know, we talk.
You guys do talk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys
Cool. I am close with my mother-in-law. She's a big reality TV fan. So
you guys text like
she late. Watches this show. She
do
watches the show. Like, hi, late. Kathy.
Do you guys text like late at night? Do you have a cutoff?
No, I would say we don't gab until the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah.
So there is decorum.
Yes. Yes.
Just checking.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like in like the reaction that Paul had, he was like, if you give her a little bit of room, there will be no decorum. You know, he was like, you should not be texting her, and I'm going to have to tell her to stop. Because that's the way that it is with you. You hear about from some people's like in-laws and stuff, and they're like, once my mother-in-law started texting Susie, Susie had to block her, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to tell my mom to cut it out.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't think that your mother-in-law was doing that. I just was bridging the gap to a point.
I know.
Well, she's listening, so I had to.
She's listening right now, probably.
She's listening. Yeah. She's texting me.
She does like reality TV. I'm sure she'd like to have a conversation with you at some point.
I know, but you know, give a mouse the cookie. Yeah, so Micah says, if we were to get married, I don't know if my stuff would fit into your life. He says my place is empty, but this is just a segue for her to say, my stuff is in Scottsdale and you have no closet space. Because well, you think Portland's bad? This Juliet lives in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh my God. This is so stupid that this keeps happening on the show. So dumb.
I know. Every conversation is just a long distance fight.
And I can't believe Paul kind of concedes to this too. He's kind of like,
he loves her.
It's like, oh, if I have to, he's like, you know, all the old, it's all old people down there in Scottsdale. They're already knocking on death's door to begin with. So it's not as fun to be a serial killer in Scottsdale, but you know, we can do our best.
Rowan says, Micah is not into Paul. She's trying to stay on TV vibes. Well, it's okay because Paul's not really into Micah, so it's fair. I know that
Paul's into looking like a normal person by having a wife.
Yes.
That's why he went on this show, because when you moonlight as a serial killer, it's very important to keep up appearances during your life. So
yeah, I'm gonna get more into this next episode, spoiler alert, because he talks into again about how much he loves her again. But Paul keeps talking about how much he loves Micah, but he will not specify what he loves about Micah. And if you can't tell me an actual reason, then I can't believe that you love her.
Well, we know why. It's because it's his mom. She's just like his mom. Yeah, he wants to marry his mommy.
Reason that we have.
He wants to marry his mommy.
For psychological reasons.
He's been getting love letters from his mommy even since like preschool when he would open up his packed lunches and he'd get the little notes with the heart on it from his mom. So he's always known that this is going to be the person for him.
But we do know that they're even saying that they might not get married, but they'll still want to live together because he would be lonely. Can't he just like kill someone and like keep a skeleton in his house with him or something?
Yeah, keep the body on the couch. Yeah, have some beers together.
Doesn't he have that like testing fluid? Can he like preserve someone in that or something?
Yeah, you would think.
Dumber style.
Get creative, Paul. That's his thing. He's not very creative. So
that's true. Bliss and Zach is nervous because he's about to meet Bliss's mom, and when she comes in, he is right to be nervous. Did you see her inspecting that wedding ring? She took out one of those like inspector little kaleidoscope things, and she was like, right. Really,
that the really looking shop, at that thing that the jewelry shops have.
Yeah, so you're looking at the carrots. She was like scraping it to like make sure it could cut glass. She was like, really,
yeah, she had to make sure it was real.
Are you worthy of my daughter, Bliss the Fifth? Do you know we have a vault like Scrooge McDuck that we dive in? Zach, do you know we belong to the Mayflower Society, Zachary?
Bliss's mom is from Arizona too, by the way. I'm sick of all these people.
I'm sure Bliss lives in Scottsdale. We just don't know.
She probably does. This is probably Love is Blind Arizona.
Yeah. That's, you know, we have said they need a twist. It's probably going to be the twist, you know?
Yeah, this lives in Arizona.
No, the twist is that this is Love is Blind Arizona.
Oh, ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got us. They fooled us.
So they explain the show to him, and he calls it a social and psychological experiment. So it's, you can really tell people's personality types, because Chelsea called it a social love experiment, and Zach calls it a social and psychological experiment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He talks about how much he loves her, and he gets very specific.
I mean, there's not many women who dream of being on the moon at age 60.
So she has a very specific dream, I guess,
to be
of being on the moon at age 60, not 59. Not 58, not 61, age 60.
Okay, you're in Seattle. You want to move, or you want to be able to get to the moon at some point. Here's how I'm going to help her with that. You got to ditch Zach right away, first off. Criminal defense lawyers can't afford a trip to the moon. You're going to have to find Bill Gates. He lives in Seattle.
Yeah.
You're going to have to figure out a way to get hitched to Bill. If you really want to make this dream come true, because that's the only way these days is you got to have a billionaire.
Yeah, because
a billionaire has to act like he's doing some cool thing, going to space. So.
I think he's single right now, too, because he's around there. I was going to say, isn't Bezos in the area, too?
Yes.
But he is with someone right now.
Then there's that guy who owns who sold the Sonics, the Starbucks CEO. He's there too. There's plenty of billionaires to try and hitch a flight to the moon.
Yeah, but I was thinking of billionaires is a good idea. I was also thinking people who own space stuff.
Sure.
But I don't think Bill owns a space thing right now.
But he's got the money. He can charter a flight with anybody.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think Bill is a really good idea.
I hope Bliss is listening to this, because we're giving really practical advice for her to achieve.
Yeah, I don't think Zach is the best idea.
No.
But what if she killed someone in space? Then he could probably... No, you don't... You know, I don't think... I don't think Zach would be the best idea.
I want him as my lawyer. Yeah, you don't want him as your lawyer.
Yeah.
Do you think he uses this tactic with his defense cases, this tactic of sort of avoiding the actual problem, the thing that this person is being prosecuted for, because he really does delay on telling them about the whole second choice thing with Bliss.
Well, what did you want him to do? Like the second he meets them, be like, just want to put it out there, guys, before you get to know me at all, before you get a chance to like me.
Well, they say start from the beginning. And let me just say, he leaves out a lot at first. He leaves it out.
I think he did a good job.
I disagree.
Because he came out and said it. Bliss didn't tell the story. He told the story. I think that it was a good idea to talk about, at least the way it's edited, how much he loved her, what he likes about her, you know?
I think he should have talked about how much he liked Irina, too.
Yeah. Oh, do you mean like how much he delayed in the story he was telling?
Yes.
Oh, that's what you meant. Not like within the meeting with them.
No, in the story. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant in the meeting.
Then at the end, he was like, "Oh, and by the way, yeah."
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay, I thought you meant in the meeting with them. You thought that he should have told them sooner. Okay, then I do agree with you.
Yeah, it's like a cliff note at the end of the story. Like a little asterisk at the bottom. By the way, she was the second choice to a very evil person.
I do like how Bliss was like, "Oh, you're just gonna tell them?" It's like, well, when were you guys going to tell them? You haven't told them?
Yeah, there's no way she hadn't told them. They already knew. Come on, they already knew.
Yeah.
She's close with her mom. They already knew.
Well, at least it's good that he's coming out and saying it if you haven't told them under the guise of this.
Because it's weird if you don't bring it up, because they're going to see it on TV.
It's good that he's owning it, even if he's bad at it. You know, it's very awkward to say that and he's awkward.
Yeah.
Her mother says that they know that Bliss wouldn't have said yes if she didn't love him.
Sure about that? Are you sure about that? I don't know about that.
Are you sure you haven't seen the end of the next episode?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, remember this conversation.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Chelsea and Kwame.
I was only saying that because she wants followers. That's why.
No, I know. Just remember this.
Okay.
Chelsea and Kwame. Kwame comes to meet Chelsea's family, and when they enter the door, there is fanfare. I thought that there was going to be like a balloon and confetti drop.
Yeah, why not?
I know. Kwame says they're a bunch of Chelseas.
Yeah, nightmare scenario for Kwame.
Yeah, he said it was suffocating. They all actually grabbed his neck and started choking him like Homer choking Bart Simpson, you know, talking
right.
about.
Right, yeah, yeah. You know, I thought when they were sitting next to the lake in this scene, I thought that we were going to have like a Skyler White moment from Breaking Bad where he just like mentally breaks down and starts slowly walking into the lake. submerging. And everyone's like, what's he doing? What's he doing? Kwame! Kwame! No, Kwame, don't.
Chelsea, I like when Chelsea was explaining how talented Kwame is. She's like, he's so talented. He was a pro soccer player. He has his MBA. He's a great singer, great dog walker, amateur gamer, pro jacker offer. He's like so amazing. He's lived in Oregon and he hasn't died of diarrhea yet. He's like so talented.
Pro soccer player, pro jacker offer.
He hasn't died of asphyxiation yet. Like, oh my God. And you know how my strong my grip is.
I'm still hung up on the pro jacker offer.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
He can't leave his jack off team in Portland.
No, those are his best friends.
I loved how the mom pulled him aside and was like, so let's talk about Chelsea's baby.
Yeah, I know. That's all she talked about.
It's like she's a single mother.
You like that, right?
with Rocky. And she's like, I want to make sure that someone who's marrying my daughter is also marrying Rocky, that they are going to take care of Rocky, that they're going to be a father, a real father to Rocky.
I need to know about this pet squirrel thing, this pet squirrel thing.
Wait, there was a pet squirrel too?
He had a pet squirrel in Africa. Did you miss this?
What? I must have missed that part.
You weren't listening.
I must have been taking notes or something.
When she asked him about the pet squirrel thing, he said that back in Ghana, he had a pet squirrel.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know. I'm Googling pet squirrel.
Is that a normal thing in Ghana?
I don't know. I Googled pet squirrel at Ghana and nothing's coming up. I can't believe you missed this.
It's insane.
All that's coming up is Zarini. Zarini is a tribe of ground squirrels occurring in Africa and Asia. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Did he give the pet squirrel on a leash?
There's no information about it.
Is there like a squirrel scratching post that you can have in your home, just like a cat scratching post?
I don't want to speak out of turn if this is a common thing.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to offend people of Ghana by laughing at the
talking about their pet squirrel. He's like, I'm used to pets. I had a pet squirrel.
Yeah, it's the same thing as Rocky. Yeah, I had to walk him 3 times a day.
Yeah,
pick up his poop.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I used to take him to these little wash stations for pet squirrels at the pet stores.
Yeah, I used to wash their asshole at the pet store. The pet squirrel.
I used to wash my squirrels, nuts too, but no, not those kind. I just had.
Yeah, so it sounded like we got angry.
It works for every rodent. That sound bite works for every rodent.
So cute.
That's the squirrel getting washed in the pet washing.
Aww.
Oh, no, baby.
I like when her mom was like, so are you ready for lots of Sunday dinners? Like every Sunday to come every over? Sunday? Every Sunday night? And he's like, yeah. This is suffocating. Sure.
He kind of sounds like a Muppet when he laughs, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yo, you are so funny. You're my favorite comedian.
Yeah, this is the kind of, this is why you don't want to get married to someone who you like just met, especially when they have a family they're very close to.
Yeah.
Who you're going to have to like spend all of your time with and you're not sure of.
It's only Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, so it's okay.
Yeah, you're like, every day we're going to go hang out with my family who I'm really close to, who they might not like you and you might not like them, but you're going to have to spend every day with them.
Well, you have to sleep over there 4 times a week because all of your babas, all your stuffed animals and friends are there. You know, it's important. You got to be in your
sounds bedroom. Like such a headache to me. Oh my God. there's so many people at that house. I feel like they made it seem like it's like every Sunday we're all here. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I come from a small family, so it just seems like a lot of a lot going on. I'm like, oh my God.
Every Sunday is wild, but also like some families do that, you know.
Yeah, I know. For me, I'm just like, ooh. Good for you guys, but for me I'm like
I always thought that was only something that happened in The Sopranos, but I guess it happens with a lot of people.
It happens like big time with Italian families, especially.
Yes. And other Sunday families. Dinner. I know Sunday this from dinner, Jersey Shore.
Yeah, for Jersey Shore. Yeah. I think a lot of families do it, but I'm just like, that's a lot for me. Nah.
It's a real commitment. You're committing every Sunday for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I can't commit to anything besides, you know, Maria and you
and this podcast.
Yes,
and me.
But I'm not committing to the podcast. I'm committing to you and the patrons.
That warms my heart, Max.
And the patrons.
You're my baba, Max. Yeah.
You're my pro jacking off career.
We're teammates. You're my diarrhea trail hiking partner.
Oh my God. Let's get to the bridal shop and tuck shop part. Something really beautiful happened when we entered. A couple things happened when we entered the shop. First, Chelsea, she's having a great time.
I see lace and lace and more lace.
Oh my God. Yes.
But none of them are Calvin Klein, so they can all.
No, she walked right out. The producers had to like get her to come back. She was like, I demanded Calvin Klein wedding dress. I'm supposed to see Calvin Klein. It's supposed to be pink. They're like, we tried, Chelsea. You're the star. You're the star of the show. We promise. But something else happened.
Oh, another squeal. We got another squeal.
Do you know who? Can you guess who that is?
Xanthi? Was that Xanthi from
the Circle? No, it was not Xanthi from The Circle. This is Xanthi from The Circle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Those are two very different ones.
Who
okay.
did you think this was?
There's okay,
five I'm options.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to. Okay, you would think it would be Chelsea, but
It's not.
It's not. I don't think it is. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tiffany.
Yes.
Wow.
I like how she does two. I like how she does two tones. Like she kind of has to like rev up into the squeal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's actually
you got to shift gears.
Yeah. Whose squeal do you like better? Hers. Let's play it one more time. Or Irina's.
I wish I could have had a little longer one from Irina.
Yeah, she didn't, but I like Tiffany's better.
Yeah.
Especially with the music.
I do like the method of ramping up.
I put a great beat under it to it, but I think the beat made it a little bit cornier. I really need the raw iPhone footage to understand, you know.
We can't really judge.
They took out a verse or two.
It would be cool if, you know, maybe a couple years from now she complained about the squeal. And how Five years later, there's no music. She does an acapella version of the squeal for us, essentially. It'd be nice. Yeah.
So Jackie's not there.
Oh.
She's MIA. God. Oh, my God.
Well done, Jackie.
Good job.
Don't send a text. Surprise him with it. He loves surprises. Marshall's a big surprise guy.
I originally thought that Marshall knew that Jackie wasn't there and that he was just like grinning through it, you know, because I could totally see Marshall doing that.
Yeah.
Did you think?
Oh, yeah.
What was your initial read on the situation?
I didn't know that he didn't know until the next episode. Yeah.
So Tiffany texts Brett that Jackie isn't there, and
and at this time he has no idea where she is either. But these little devil producers, they know.
Yes, but listen to what Marshall says.
She does make me feel like I can fly.
Yeah. Fly. Out of a relationship, like fly off the show.
You and I went in a different direction.
What'd you say?
Fly off a cliff.
Off a cliff. Fly into some pancakes.
Yeah.
Britt does
would have been a perfect moment for the "I Believe I Can Fly" song, but they probably couldn't get the rights. Although that's from the. A not great person.
He's canceled.
And
it's like Jackie's about to be. Am I right?
Is he in prison?
Yeah, big time.
Oh yeah,
big time prison. Hell yeah. Brett lets Marshall know that she's not there, so he's not blindsided. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Yeah, thanks for ruining the show.
Brett sucks.
Why would you tell him, you idiot? The producers
specifically
wanted this to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Do you think the producers just are like so annoyed with Brett?
I think they shouldn't give them their phones back after they get back.
That would be
amazing.
Why
do they let them have phones?
Even on the days where they're not shooting with them, no phones.
They should have tin cans with string.
Yeah, going from each little townhouse to the next. Where they're all living right now. Yeah.
Jackie and Josh, he brings her roses that Paul picked from a producer.
Yeah, very cool.
And could this get any more romance in Seattle? They meet at a coffee shop. I mean,
oh my God.
Oh my God. Maybe we're not in Arizona after all.
Yeah. And then did you notice when after they were like flirting and there was the lady at the other table and she goes, "I'll have what she's having." Right?
Yeah, definitely. Well,
or no, that wasn't Sleepless in Seattle, was it? That was when.
Yeah,
Harry,
no, but I mean,
was that when Harry met Sally?
Yeah, it was when Harry met Sally. Yeah, yeah. No, but it's okay because Jackie went. So of course somebody was going to go, "I'll have what she's having."
I gotta rewatch Sleepless in Seattle. I really do.
Yeah.
You're not a fan. You're not a fan?
Yeah, I think it's fine, but compared to the other I'm blanking on her name. What's her name? The director?
Nancy Myers. Or no, not Nancy Myers. Who is
it? I was gonna say Nancy Myers and I was like, isn't it the other the Nora Ephron? Nor Efron. Yes. I didn't have to look it up because they both start with N, and I get confused.
Yes, yes.
It's my least favorite of the big three Nora Ephron movies. Obviously, Harry Met Sally is one
number
of the best
one. You've got
movies
of all time. Two.
You've got Mail number two, Susan the Owl number three.
Yep, I agree. That's the order I'd go with as well.
Yeah,
yeah, yep.
So that's kind of where it goes. But it's good. I found the ending a bit unsatisfying.
I see. Yeah.
But
you wanted him to join the Mariners. I
remember. Yeah, that's what I wanted to happen. It just, when it ended, I was like, oh, they just meet? They just meet? That's it?
He doesn't back clean up after Ken Griffey Jr.
They just meet? After all that?
Yeah, they met.
Okay.
And they met in New York too, right? Was it? Or no, that was you.
Yeah, they're not even sleepless in Seattle.
It was New York. Yeah.
They meet at the top of Empire State Building. Wow, we're just spoiling.
We're spoiling
a movie.
Maybe we should spoiler recap alert. Sleepless in Seattle.
I can't wait.
That'd be fun.
Oh my God. Down. So, did you see Rise of the Pink Ladies yesterday, Ben?
No, how
the
is
premiere
it?
Of Rise of the Pink Ladies
is
finally on Paramount Plus. Did you?
Is it a good show?
No.
Oh no!
It had one really good number.
Is Michelle Pfeiffer in it?
Why? Because she was in Grease too.
Yeah.
No, she's not in it.
That's too bad.
The second episode is way better than the first, and starts out with one really good number, but the mixing is really bad. Some of the direction is bad, but the singing is really good and the choreography is okay.
I see.
I'm going to keep watching it.
I saw Matilda the musical the other day. It's bad.
Not good. No. But that being said,
they ruined my childhood, Max.
Oh my God. Everybody should watch Rise of the Pink Ladies on Paramount Plus. Get greasy.
I'm going to grease myself up.
You better watch it. Come on. All right, should we wrap things up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Okay, we'll be back in 30-ish minutes to recap Love is Blind Season 4, Episode 10, for those of you joining us live. And for those of you not, that's cool too. We'll also be back tomorrow on Saturday, April 8th, to recap Episode 11. Please subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/realityalert, where you can also join us live. And we are less than 10 followers from 1,000 followers on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. You can get us there. Only you can make dreams happen.
It could be you.
It could be you that puts us over the top. So make dreams happen. Okay.
Guys, we're this close to becoming the next Mr. Beast. So please subscribe on YouTube as well. Thank you.
Patreon.com/realityalert. Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.